The Final Countdown. Tribulation Rising. The AI Invasion. Volume 2. By Billy Crone. Chapter 12. The Future of Media Conveniences with AI. The third way AI is being pitched to take over our entertainment is AI will control our media. Because we all know how hard it is to generate news, let alone turn the channel to find the news in the first place, let alone find a good movie on TV, or wait for somebody to come up with a decent one. Oh, the inhumanity of it all. So hey, wouldn't it be great if someone could create all that media for us so we wouldn't have to interrupt our lazy cushy hedonistic lives and avoid all that suffering? Well hey, worry no more. Your wish is AI's command. That's right, even our media is now being pitched to be controlled by AI and it will not just lead to a life of convenience and lack of suffering, it will actually lead to a Big Brother nightmare and slaughter in the 7-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 13:11-15. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
Now, as we saw before in this text, we saw how the Bible clearly says that the false prophet, in the last days, is not only going to dupe the whole world into worshipping the Antichrist, but he's what? He's going to make them, he's going to order them, he's going to cause them to do whatever he says to do, otherwise they will what? They will die, right? Now again, focus on the words, make order and cause. This implies that we have some serious global enforcement going on here. Because again, that is the context. It's global. He forces the whole planet to do whatever in the world he wants them to do, or they are going to die. And as we saw before in our study on modern technology, this is actually Big Brother on steroids. The Antichrist and false prophet are literally going to be pulling the trigger on the death of anyone on the whole planet because they are literally micromanaging the whole planet. You need Big Brother to pull that off. Now I want you to focus on the phrase there, all who refuse to worship the image is to be killed. This tells us that not everyone is going to worship the beast, right? It is as plain as day, right there in the text. Some are actually going to refuse to obey this order. But the problem is, I can see the Antichrist killing and taking out the average Joe on the planet for refusing to obey, you know, the people nobody knows who they are in the first place. But wait a second, what about those who refuse to obey who are high up in positions around the world, or other important global positions of authority, or well-known celebrities, or maybe even other world leaders? How are you going to take them out? And that's not even counting the whole race of Jewish people who will also refuse to worship the Antichrist as God. They will never do that. So how are you going to justify killing all these people without having a revolt on your hands? Can you say AI to the rescue? Folks, all you do is what evil dictators did in the past and have always done, like Hitler. You brainwash the people to go along with your murder spree, and then you won't have a revolt on your hands when you start knocking people off. And how do you do that? You get control of all the media and create a propaganda machine and use that media machine to convince millions of people to go along with your slaughter. And that's exactly what Hitler did, if you know your history. Many believe he was a type or a foreshadowing of the Antichrist, when he slaughtered the Jewish people and he used the media.
The atrocities committed by the Nazis at the height of their power are staples of every lesson on World War II. But just how did a democracy like Germany fall under the sway of a tyrant in the first place? As Chancellor, Hitler wasted no time tightening his grip on every aspect of German life. He tripled the size of the military, violating the Treaty of Versailles. Under Hitler's orders, rival parties were banned. While paramilitary groups cracked down on protests and executed military opponents, anti-Semitic laws prohibited Jews from working, voting, and occupying public spaces. A propaganda department produced art, films, and books praising Hitler and embracing his vision of a better Germany. Simon Whistler. In modern times, we look back at the Nazis' Third Reich and wonder how on earth could anyone follow Adolf Hitler when you could clearly see he was an evil dictator. This was all thanks to Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda. He knew exactly how to manipulate the minds of the nation with fake news, Nazi-idealized books and propaganda films. Goebbels was single-handedly responsible for brainwashing the entire population and destroying people who were caught in his web of lies. Inciting Hate Against the Jews by Joseph Goebbels. Party comrades, a good government can no more exist without propaganda than good propaganda without a good government. One needs to augment the other. And even if today's Jewish newspapers still believe they can intimidate the National Socialist movement with veiled threats, even if they believe they have permission to circumvent our emergency decrees, they should take care, for one day our patience will run dry, and then the Jews will have their brazen, lying mouths stuffed once and for all. Simon Whistler. Goebbels was desperate to regain Hitler's trust, so in 1939 he incited a mob by publishing a fake story in the newspaper that said a German man had been shot by a Jewish man in Paris. He spoke in the streets proclaiming that the Jews were destroying society. He led an angry mob to burn down a synagogue. That same year he traveled to Poland with a documentary film crew to show what life was like inside a Jewish ghetto. The people living in the ghetto with sunken faces, wore rags and were generally dirty and sick. We now know that this is because the Nazis forced them to live in inhumane conditions in the first place. However, Goebbels saw this as an opportunity to compare them to animals, saying they were choosing to live that way. He said they were less human, and they needed to be exterminated. The movie was called The Eternal Jew and was introduced in 1940. In the movie he tried to say all Jews were criminals. If the Nazis were to lose the war, and if the Jews were to take over the world, they would force the German people to live in squalor. For that reason alone, the Jews hate us. They despise our culture and learning, which they perceive as towering over their nomadic worldview. They fear our economic and social standards, which leave no room for their parasitic drives. This documentary generally frightened the German people, and they felt that concentration camps were absolutely justified. After visiting Auschwitz in person, Joseph Goebbels wrote that the death and torture of these prisoners was so gruesome that he did not even want to write the details in his private journal. He wrote, "It may be barbaric, but they truly deserve it." Hitler declared himself Führer and absolute dictator. With Germany under his total control, Hitler would shift his focus to global domination, setting the stage for World War II.
And it's going to happen again, except this time it's going to be World War III or the global wars mentioned in the seven-year tribulation, led by the actual Antichrist, which many again believe Hitler was a type of. But notice how Hitler got the people to go along with his evil schemes, as evil and sick as they were. He took control of what? The media, arts, books, movies, news, you name it, to brainwash the people. Well, guess what? AI again, right now, is being pitched to do the same thing, except this time, it's not just controlling the media of one country, it's the media around the whole planet. Just in time for the seven-year tribulation, slaughter of the Jewish people and many more people, unfortunately, and we see that here.
Zechariah 13:8-9. In the whole land, declares the Lord, two-thirds will be struck down and perish, yet one-third will be left in it. This third I will bring into the fire, I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them, I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God.
And again, this a good news, bad news, passage for the Jewish people. They finally wake up at this point, the midway point, and realize that Jesus is the one and only Messiah, but it comes at a horrible price. Two-thirds perish. We also know that the Antichrist is going to seek to slaughter anyone who follows God during the seven-year tribulation. We see that here.
Revelation 6:9-10. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?"
And the picture in the text is it is bloody murder. A horrible slaughter. So, the question is, how is the Antichrist going to get the bulk of the planet, not just one country, to go along with this global plan to slaughter anyone who chooses to follow God instead of him? AI to the rescue. Right now, AI is being pitched to basically be the new electronic Joseph Goebbels around the whole planet, controlling all the world's media on a scale that Hitler would have had a heyday with. It's going to brainwash people around the globe to help the Antichrist justify killing a ton of people. and I want to show you how it is being set up for that. The first way AI is taking over the media on a global scale is with the news. That's right, we all know how hard it is to come up with some sort of newsworthy related item for people to watch or read. I mean, who's got time for that, right? It's hard enough to watch it, let alone having to come up with it. So hey, wouldn't it be great if we just allow AI to create it all for us, huh? And as crazy as that sounds, it's already being done on a massive scale. First of all, we're so lazy, we can't even muster up the energy to find news in the first place, and we are now having AI even do that. For instance, you can use Jotter, an AI app that learns what you like, filters what you don't like, and widens your horizons. Actually, it decreases your horizons because it tells you what to read. Or there's also News 360, another AI app that learns what you like, don't like, and finds news articles, blog posts, stories from all across the internet that are most relevant to you. Or relevant to what AI wants you to think is relevant to you. And as lazy as that is, it gets even worse. Now we are so lazy that we not only want AI to find us the news in the first place, but we're now letting AI create the news for us without our help. I'm not joking. We are actually removing the human element completely when it comes to news.
How to create effective content with the help of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has become a real buzzword these last couple of years. No longer restricted to the realm of science fiction, AI is being improved upon each day in very real ways, and this includes its advanced widespread application of content creation.
That is a fancy way of saying, AI is writing the news for us. Another article puts it even more bluntly.
AI may have written this article. But is that such a bad thing? Imagine how productive Woodward and Bernstein might have been if only they had robots to write their articles for the Washington Post. With AI on their side, they might have taken down the Nixon administration in days instead of years. In fact, a lot of people don't realize this, but a lot of the news stories you read right now are already written by artificial intelligence. You get these news releases about things that are happening in sports, for example, or in business. But people are not creating these pieces anymore. It's actually AI that's releasing this information. Lots of us spend hours on our mobile phones reading updates about events and news flashes, never realizing it is AI that's generating this stuff now.
Isn't that crazy? And who are some of the people pushing for this?
In 2013, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, now the richest man on earth, bought the Washington Post for $250 million. And taking a cue from the profitable AI-based algorithms Amazon uses to sell its books and everything else on the planet, Bezos Post began using AI to write articles 4 years later.
So, this has been going on at least since 2017. AI is writing the news. I didn't know that, did you? And it's not just Jeff Bezos who's getting in on this, so are the other big AI tech moguls like Google. Shocker. And they want to go worldwide. Artificial intelligence to power news media. Google partners for a new journalism AI project.
Part of the Google News Initiative, GNI, the Journalism AI Project will focus on research and training for newsrooms on the intersection of AI and journalism to help the news industry to use artificial intelligence in more innovative ways. We'll also collaborate with newsrooms and academic institutions to create the best practices and produce free online training, in a multitude of languages, on how to use AI in the newsroom for journalists worldwide.
So, there it is, they admitted it. They want AI to take over the news on the planet. The question is, why would Google, or anyone else for that matter, want to control all the news content worldwide? Because then you could control the mind of the people worldwide. As we already saw that they stated in public, we want to be like the mind of God. Remember that? Sounds like they are making good on their pledge. But it gets even worse. They also want to use AI to gauge the accuracy of the news. Really? Yeah, listen to their rationale.
As the impact of fake news has grown, so too have attempts to detect and remove it. But this is unreliable, and we need an AI-driven approach to accurately spot fake news stories. For instance, if a website has published fake news before, there's a good chance they'll do it again, the researchers explain. By automatically scraping data about these sites, the hope is that our system can help figure out which ones are likely to do it in the first place.
Wait a second, so now you're going to predict when somebody's planning to say something you don't like, that you consider fake news, in the future, and prevent them from even doing that before you ever get a chance. You'll never get the news out there. This is nuts. In fact, researchers have already created an artificial intelligence with the ability to identify fake news in 2 minutes. Who says? So much for freedom of the press. And most people don't realize it's already being done.
The goal of the Online Hate Index is to help tech platforms to better understand the growing amount of hate on social media and to use that information to help address the problem. By combining artificial intelligence and machine learning and social science, the Online Hate Index will ultimately uncover and identify trends and patterns in hate speech across different platforms. The next stage of our project, we will look at specific targeted populations in a more detailed manner. We will examine content on multiple SM sites, and we will identify strategies to deploy the model more broadly.
40% of Americans under the age of 35 tell pollsters they think that the First Amendment is dangerous because you might use your freedom to say something that might hurt someone else's feelings. Guess what? There are some really passionately held views about the abortion issue on this panel today. Can you imagine a world where you might decide that pro-lifers are prohibited from speaking about their abortion views on your platform? Mark Zuckerberg.
I do generally agree with the point you are making, which is as we are able to technologically shift towards AI, proactively look at content, I think that is going to create massive questions for society.
Yeah, like whatever happened to the First Amendment. But you might be thinking, oh come on, you're being an alarmist here, Pastor Billy. I'm sure we can trust this AI technology to deliver accurate news and information for us. What are you talking about? There's nothing to worry about. Really? And I quote, I wish I was making this up.
Technologists taught AI to lie and create fakes. I'm not making this up. OpenAI introduced a new version of AI that is able to mislead. That's their words, not mine. This upgrade will allow artificial intelligence to create so-called fake news, and even write and send abusive spam.
So much for accurate news. And now you are going to let it control the whole information structure on the planet. It gets even worse.
Experts are rightly sounding the alarm because it's not difficult to mislead the population anywhere around the globe, and now it's not known for what purpose and for who will be using this AI update that creates fake news.
I got a name, it rhymes with the Antichrist. Talk about a dream come true for him. Now he can create any narrative he wants at any time on the whole planet. And again, they want to take this technology across the globe. This technology is needed to make the world a more truthful place. Really? You're actually controlling the news on a global scale and dictating what you want the whole planet to hear. This is dangerous, folks. A total control of all the information people get from around the planet. I mean, Hitler burned the books to control the news and information people were getting back in his day. But now these tech moguls and others around the planet want to use AI basically to burn anything online anywhere on the planet that they don't want people to know about. And I wonder why? I think it has everything to do with the 7-year tribulation slaughter. We will make sure people go along with the Antichrist's wicked murder of the Jews and anyone who follows God during that time. I don't care how high up of a position you might have, even a celebrity, no matter who you are or what status you have, you name it. We'll make sure the whole planet goes along with our dastardly deed because we'll use the media, controlled now by AI, to spin a narrative that will brainwash the whole planet to go along with it. A total repeat of what Hitler did, except this time it is being done on a global scale just in time for the 7-year tribulation. But that's not all. Speaking of history, we all know that some of the people in Germany didn't go along with Hitler back in the day, controlling all the news and information people got to see, they did speak out. So, what's to stop people from doing it again? Well, can you say AI to the rescue again? Folks, I kid you not, I wish I was making this up too. It's like they thought of every conceivable way around this scenario. So much so are these tech moguls and others around the planet pushing for AI to control all the news content around the whole globe, that they are now even going to the next step of having AI robots report the news for us, so we humans don't have to. Isn't that convenient? Here is the transcript of that video.
Fox Business reports. I think I might be in trouble. China has developed a virtual anchor to deliver the news. Watch this. Chinese narrator. The news anchor AI, whose voice and appearance are copied from the original anchor Ki Hao, whose name is Chin Ho. Robot anchor. I am the Chinese AI anchor who just joined Xinhua News Agency today. My appearance and voice are based on Xinhua News anchor Qiu Hao,
but I never need to rest. I am created by face recognition, face modeling, speech synthesis, deep learning, and other intelligence techniques. Chinese narrator. Another very lifelike female AI Chinese anchor, whose name is Sin Xiaoment. And she is considered to be world's first AI female news anchor from China. Female robot anchor. My name is Sin Xiaoment. My image and voice are modeled after Chu Ming, a news anchor at Xinhua's New Media Center. I will serve as your broadcaster during this year's two sessions. My partner and I will present you with a better news broadcast. Chinese narrator. And the last one is another Chinese male AI news anchor from the same news agency, Xinhua's News. Second male robot anchor. Hello, everyone, I am an English artificial intelligence anchor. This is my very first day at Xinhua's news agency. My voice and appearance are modeled from the real anchor at Xinhua. The development of the media industry calls for continuous innovation and deep integration with the national advanced technologies. Fox Business. Well, that was exciting, what do you think? The point is, they can work tirelessly, 24 hours a day. There would be no difficult contract negotiations to get through as well. No vacations. As they say with technology, it continues to develop in advance, so who knows, in 5 years, what that could maybe translate to.
Well, I'll translate it for you. The human element has been totally removed from the news and all information sharing on a global scale, and if Hitler were alive today, he would go nuts with this. You can see where it is headed. If you can control the news on a global scale, then you can control the minds of the people on a global scale. And this is exactly what the Antichrist needs to do if he is going to brainwash the planet into going along with his dastardly deeds and his last days Holocaust in the 7-year tribulation. All this is current technology that is not coming, but already being put into place, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The second way AI is taking over the media on a global scale is with the arts. Believe it or not, even the arts are being taken over by AI, and it is like these tech guys are taking a page out of Hitler's playbook. Why? Because as we saw, this is what Hitler did. He not only took over the news, information, books, media, but even art was taken over by him to brainwash the people into going along with his evil schemes. And believe it or not, AI is right now being pitched to do the same thing. AI art is on the rise. Also known as computer-generated art, it is not only catching on, but it's able to paint portraits on its own using robotics, or it can even generate them with a computer, and they're fetching some pretty hefty prices at some pretty famous art galleries.
CloudPainter.com. CloudPainter.com is a network connecting computers and robots, using them to replicate artistic creativity. And in doing so, experiment with artificial intelligence. We try to have it make as many of its own creative decisions as possible. And it is getting pretty good at it. So here are many paintings made by Obvious, several of my family, a couple of reproductions, and these abstract portraits here. Similar to how humans learn to paint, Obvious got to this point with a lot of practice. Over the past 10 years, it has painted over 1,000 canvases with the combination of AI and human directions. CBS This Morning. This will be the first auction house to offer artwork created by artificial intelligence. We are seeing the portrait of Edmund Bellamy, right here in Studio 57, only on CBS This Morning. It was created by the Paris-based art collective, Obvious. It used an algorithm to analyze data, set from 15,000 portraits, and then created a very unique image. Christie's International and Multiples, Richard Lloyd, is here with the piece. Explain to us how it works. Richard Lloyd. Obvious used a piece of software. They uploaded thousands of images into the computer, and then at that point it actually splits itself in two. One half is called the generator, and that analyzes those thousands of portraits and learns what a portrait is. So, it has two kind of round things here, and it sort of passes through the images, then it thinks, now I am going to start my own version of those. The second half of the computer, the discriminator, tries to spot that. Then every time the cycle is run, if the discriminator is able to say, wait a minute, then the generator runs it again. And the cycle finishes when the discriminator says, I give up, I can't tell the difference between the computer-generated version and the human version. and that is what is popped out. CBS This Morning. This looks good, and how much do you think it would sell for? Richard Lloyd. Well, we have estimated it at $7,000 to $10,000. And how much did it actually go for? Christie's. For the first time ever, a piece of art created by artificial intelligence program sold at an art auction for almost 45 times its estimated value. The piece, entitled Edmond Bellamy, was made by a Paris art collective named Obvious and sold for $432,500.
That is crazy. You thought it would go for $7,000 to $10,000, but it actually goes for 45 times that amount, $432,500, nearly a half a million. Crazy. In fact, speaking of crazy, as wild as that is, I kid you not, recently AI painted a self-portrait, as you can see here. This is what it came up with after reading 3,000 New York Times articles on itself. AI then generated that image. Which, if you know art, certainly classical art, it looks a whole lot like this piece. That's the classical piece depicting the hand of God reaching down to the hand of man. Who do you think you are, AI God? That's your impression of yourself. That is what it drew of itself. But speaking of drawings, another propaganda tool that's been used traditionally to influence people and how they view the world, and the people of the world, is not just classical art, but cartoons. Believe it or not, many people don't realize how important cartoons were during World War II, either in print or on the screen, to paint your enemies as evil. Remember these cartoons even here in the US. And of course, even in print, cartoons were used in World War II to make the Jewish people, of all people, look really bad, as you can see here. Well, believe it or not, even this realm, cartoons, is being taken over by AI as well. It can now generate cartoons from scratch, including this classic one we used to all watch. AI creates Flintstones cartoons from text description.
Nicole Lee, Senior Editor, Engadget. The days of painstakingly hand-drawn animation might be limited. Researchers have developed artificial intelligence that can create short Flintstones cartoons using just a short text description. The scientists trained their AI named Kraft by having it examine over 25,000 clips from the classic TV series. Each of them annotated to describe the actions and characters in each scene. With that knowledge under its belt, the AI only needed a brief summary of a new scene to insert characters, backgrounds, and props all by itself. Need Betty and Wilma having a conversation on the couch? Just ask. Studios could finish cartoons that much sooner. It might not be all good news. AI automation could lead to job cuts with animators whose works are no longer needed. Either way, there comes a time when many animations have little input from humans.
And that time appears to be here now, with AI controlling all the cartoons, even as well as all the other art forms. Why? Because that is what you need to do to convince people to go along with your dastardly deeds. Even a Holocaust. You have to control the art industry just like Hitler did. All current technology, all here now, just in time for the last day's slaughter in the 7-year tribulation. Not by chance, folks. The third way AI is taking over the media on a global scale is with the movies. What? Yeah, because again, remember what Hitler did. He got control of the news, the information, the media, books, and even the art. But you have to control the movies if you're going to mold the minds of people and influence them to go along with your dastardly deeds. Movies are one of the most powerful tools for doing just that historically. And believe it or not, AI is already doing that as well. I kid you not, they have left no stone unturned. First of all, concerning visual media, we've already been conditioned to allow AI to manipulate our photos for us, with all kinds of AI apps. We see that with those filters people apply to their photos, making them look younger or even something freaky like a squirrel. But AI visual manipulation has advanced way beyond just spicing up your photos to now even being able to randomly generate photos of people who do not even exist. It totally makes them up.
This video shows several people, all dressed differently and male and female. But none of these people are real. As the clip continues, each person is changing outfits and gender. They look very real, but they are generated randomly and automatically by AI. Researchers in Japan developed a new algorithm to create the virtual models. They will be used in the advertising and fashion industries.
Wow. So now you can randomly generate any person doing anything to create any narrative you want, without the danger of an original person saying it's not true. There's nobody to object that's not a real person. Virtual models is right. You can virtually create anything you want. Now you can visualize people doing anything you want them to create a riot or some other response like make a certain genre look bad in the public eye. Hitler would have loved this kind of stuff. In fact, AI can now even imitate your voice in case it wanted to attach that to a photo or video of you or something.
Terrifying AI learns to mimic your voice in under 60 seconds. When it comes to personal privacy and overall security, we often think of passwords, fingerprints, and even our own faces as being the keys that unlock our world, but what about your voice? If someone could perfectly mimic your voice, what kind of damage could they do? If they contacted people you know, could they lie their way into gaining private information about you? Unfortunately, we live in a world where such a danger is real, thanks to extremely powerful deep learning, AI, technology that can mimic your voice using just 60 seconds of your speech.
And if you think about it, we have already given these tech moguls tons of our voice samples to use for these kinds of purposes via speaking to Siri on our phone or Alexa in our home. They have got way more than 60 seconds. But speaking of manipulating, as we have seen before in our modern technology study, all this technology is leading to another concern called deepfakes, where the AI technology can actually create a fake video of you or anyone doing anything they want you to, as well as saying whatever they want you to. It is ripe for abuses, this guy shares.
Artificial intelligence has the power to change society. This algorithm is able to detect terrorist propaganda online with a 94% success rate. Perhaps a vital tool in countering radicalization. Despite positive breakthroughs, there are potential dangers with AI, according to a new report. Automated hacking is identified as one of the most imminent applications of AI, especially so-called phishing attacks. Shahar Avin, report co-author, University of Cambridge. So you can model someone's topics of interest or preferences, their writing style, the writing style of a close friend, and have the machine automatically create a message that looks a lot like something they would click on. It's been less than a week. Programmers from the University of Washington last year built an AI algorithm to create a fake video of Barack Obama, allowing them to put any words into the former president's mouth. Shahar Avin. You create videos and audio recordings that are pixel to pixel, indistinguishable from real videos and real audios of people.
Wow. Now you can have anybody doing anything, and they can't deny it. And it gets even worse. AI has now moved beyond the photos and voices and video samples that we give it to create deep fakes. 2, being able to literally randomly generate videos from scratch. I kid you not. This is wild. Burger King's new AI ad, Burger King to unveil ad campaign created by artificial intelligence. That was 2 years ago, by the way. And AI has managed to make a slightly more appetizing cheeseburger. It even created a photo of a cheeseburger that looks way better than the original. Who cares if it's not real? It's totally manipulated. In fact, AI is even being looked at to create not just commercials and advertisements from scratch, but whole movies from scratch. From script writing, to marketing, to film editing, you name it. AI is poised to radically alter the movie industry. In fact, here's one of the new and improved movie trailers it came up with recently. This is a trailer from the movie Morgan from 20th Century Fox.
Female character speaking to Morgan. It's nice to meet you, Morgan. Morgan is a robot, standing behind a glass barrier. Morgan, it's nice to meet you. Bold business. In 2016, AI came to Hollywood. 20th Century Fox and IBM Watson produced a movie trailer using AI for the first time. Using visual and audio analysis, Watson identified the most powerful and tension-packed scenes from the sci-fi thriller, Morgan, and created a trailer like no other. Female character speaking to Morgan, don't be afraid. Bold business, technology is changing the face of filmmaking. Companies from around the world are leveraging on AI to improve film production, from script writing, all the way to marketing.
In fact, speaking of AI writing your scripts for you, one of the guys who invented an AI automatic script writer program called Benjamin was
a political ghostwriter who also worked on the Obama campaign, and then later at the White House during the Obama years, writing everything from letters to proclamations to speeches.
And this guy later decides to develop an AI program that can do all that script writing automatically. I'm sure they wouldn't use that for political purposes, would they? For some nefarious reason. And I quote, "With Benjamin, I can throw out the maddest notion, and it will start deconstructing and figuring out how it might be achieved. I think it's just a matter of time when AI will be creating a blockbuster like no one has ever seen. Yeah, to influence people to certain political outcomes and make certain political figures look better than others. Isn't this crazy? Hitler would have had a heyday with all this technology. In fact, speaking of manipulation, you can now not only use AI to generate writing, music, news, information, books, media, art, cartoons, photos, videos, and even whole movies to boot, to mold the minds of people, but in case all that doesn't convince you to vote or even worship a future political person that rhymes with the Antichrist, now there's even talk of developing an AI app that will make sure you choose him. One scenario was called the Pick Me app, and it would act as an AI election advisor to rate and recommend the politicians you should vote for. You know, so you don't have to do all the research. Let the machine do it. How lazy can you be? All under the guise of convenience, AI is poised to control all our media to manipulate the minds of people all around the planet to obey, worship, and even follow a future political figure in the 7-year tribulation. I wonder who that might be? How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it's a huge sign that we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you are a Christian, and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?